his father, Amos, he, my grandfather, was only a boy of about 8 at that time. He helped his brother, Jim. They split the wood chains they put on the roof. And they moved to it from the second house the family had built on that farm, which was right across the road, or right across the road now from where the house is. The first house built on the farm was built all the way, almost completely on the other end of the farm. Mm-hmm. And all that is left there now of that house until there was ever a dwelling there is a graveyard, which only has one marked grave. There are 8 other graves of white people. There is a quote, slave cemetery, and the graveyard was built next to what my great grandmother, the one I called Pig, said was an Indian cemetery.
Did your grandparents, were they alive back when the slavery was going on? Your great grandparents, were they?
My great grandmother, great grandfather were born during the Civil War. Mm-hmm. One, Mossett was born in 63, and Possett, or what's his name, Amos, was born in 64, 1864.
Well, the house you live in now, how long has it been built?
We built it in 1963.
Uh-huh. It has a swimming pool.
Yes, it has a
swimming tennis pool. Court.
No, no one plays tennis. We have, in our house, you want me to go ahead and describe you? Uh-huh. Okay, in our house we have a very small front porch, which has always been very depressing to me, because I've always liked porches. I always appreciated my grandparents' house because it had a porch all the way across the end, and it had a swing on it.
Yeah, I like that too.
And they also had to swing out, in the yard also. Uh-huh. I really love that. Okay, the house I live in has a small front porch. You go in from the front porch into a living room area, which we seldom ever use. Immediately to the left, as you go in, the front door is my bedroom. As you go into, if you will turn right through the living room, you will come into a long room that runs all the way across the end of the side of the house. One end is the kitchen and the other end is the dining area. Mm-hmm. If you will go in and enter a small hallway, immediately on the right after leaving the living room area, you will run into what was initially a bedroom. We have changed it over to a den room. It has television. It has a large linen closet in there. Just beyond that room down the hall is bathroom, and then parents' bedroom. Okay, what did I say? Our house is carpeted all the way through.
Is it brick?
No, it's not brick. It's paneled completely. We have 4 television sets, one of which is color.
Uh-huh.
We have 3 radios, I think. A stereo. In the neighborhood of 500 to 1,000 books.
Yeah, I have one room that you keep them in, or they're just all over.
Well, I have about 400 in my room of books I have bought. We have the encyclopedias and various other books in the end of the dining room area. We have 2 large bookshelves suspended from the walls on there. We have books on it. Okay. What else?
You say you have one sister.
I have one sister who has been married twice. She's a loser.
Is she older or younger?
She's 2 years older than I am.
Uh-huh. Did she go to school too?
No.
To college?
No. She even married before she finished high school. Mm-hmm.